Yo, everybody, we are here. It is the Four Horsemen. We got Dez, we got Ryan here. We're waiting on Waiter. It's the initial introductions. We just want to let everybody know who we are and what we're trying to do out here. From the Arctic coast of Canada, it is Dez. I'm 34, been a wrestling fan for 20 years. Grew up on Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, The Winged Eagle, WrestleMania 9. All just went to my first WrestleMania in New Orleans. It was so dope. My next big trip coming up is going to be with my man Ryan, and here he is.
Hey, guys. My name's Ryan. I'm from the small town of Stratford, Ontario. Been watching wrestling now for well over 10 years. I grew up a little differently, though, growing up in the area of Cena, Edge, Jericho, you name it. Not the most popular of eras, but my era, so I'm pretty proud of it and proud to say that I grew up watching that. And, of course, going to be looking forward to that Jericho cruise with my buddy Dez there. And where in the heck is Waiter?
Coming on, but man, that cruise is going to be something else, man. Like, it's going to be crazy. The whole Sea of Honor tournament, I'm loving it, man. I'm catching myself up on Honor right now. I love what Blood is doing.
Yeah, the wrestling's going to be great, man. I'm pumped personally to see the Fozzy tour as well. I've never seen a Fozzy show. I've always wanted to go and see Fozzy live. So,
oh man, Fozzy's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to the whole array of entertainment, you know, because you know that tournament's going to be packed.
So oh, that tournament that's going on at
the time. Should be a really good time for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, so yeah, like I was saying, is me and Ryan actually met at Survivor Series 2016. I was front row on the TV side. I was right behind me. We just immediately clicked. It was awesome. I've been to Toronto.
I was going to say, we did Survivor Series. We did Raw and SmackDown. Was that the only three we've done so far?
You and me? So far, yeah, man. So far, yeah. The cruise is coming up.
And then many
awesome. So, you guys, course, yeah. So that must be so cool for you, man, to be like, because that's different for me, because I have to travel. I have to travel for like a day just to get to Edmonton from where I live in Inuvik, way up north. And even then in Edmonton, they don't do big shows. So I have to travel all the way to Toronto, you know? So it's a real trip for me to have to actually travel for that.
To journey to come to any of these shows. My first journey ever is going to be when I fly up to Miami. I haven't flown in well over 10, 15 years. So,
awesome, dude. That's right. Now, tell us about how we met you.
How we met, let's see. Me and Dez, we met in Toronto the year of Survivor Series 2016, I believe. It was at HMV at a Nakamura signing. And it was pretty cool. It was really cool. We met a couple of other people in line there. I think one of them was AR Rick.
Yeah, Ricky there, man. Shout out to Ricky.
Japanese fellow and a couple of father and son, a couple other people. It was pretty cool. And what was really, I think Dez will remember this definitely, really memorable for a lot of us in line there. When we finally got inside to the store, we're all waiting in line, waiting for anticipation for Shinsuke to do the signing and whatnot. And they played his music and everybody was getting all pumped up for Shinsuke to come up, and all of a sudden the elevator doors open and lo and behold, there's this lady comes out with her little child in a carriage.
Mortified, dude. She's mortified.
It was classic. But that's how me and Dez first met there. I knew he was going to be going to, I think it was TakeOver the following night. And I happened to show up at TakeOver earlier. I was just kind of sitting around chilling out, and I looked over and I'm like, I seen Dez, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, fuck, that's that guy I met last night at the signing. The funny thing is, there was a brief second I thought, should I go say hi? Yes, no. I kind of debated with myself, right? I thought, fuck it. And you know what? I'm forever grateful that I did, because it's been great, man. It's been absolutely fantastic.
So I got a bit of a funny story here about meeting Dez, because I don't know if Dez actually remembers this. Dez and I had technically met on Facebook months and months before Survivor Series.
No.
We had a talk in, I can't even remember what group it was. I'm assuming it was one of the Survivor Series groups or something, or like just an event chat. But either way, we were commenting on a post, and you and I had a conversation back and forth about how to get the access tickets and everything like that to go to the signings, and it was kind of funny. And then the funniest part for me is we got tickets for that Jericho brunch. And I hate to publicly admit this, but I got a little bit too drunk the night of TakeOver. Kind of missed that Jericho brunch the next morning, which you actually went to. Yeah, you went, met Jericho and Owens and got to do that whole shebang. And then later on that night, was it the next night? I'm trying to remember now. Yeah, Saturday night was TakeOver, correct?
Yeah.
So Saturday night would have been TakeOver. Sunday morning, we had the Jericho brunch. I missed that. At this point, we had never met. And then I run into you at Survivor Series. And it's just so funny that we had a couple opportunities. Because for me, I wanted to go to the Nakamura signing on the Friday night, but I didn't get to Toronto until mid-afternoon Saturday.
Okay.
So I missed the Nakamura signing, missed meeting you guys then. At this point, we had no conversation, just no idea who each other were. I just find it so funny that there were so many opportunities that we could have met prior to Survivor Series.
Nah, it's dope though. It's dope that it happened like that for sure. Oh, yeah. So we're missing the fourth horseman, Rossi here. Chris is he's the world traveler, this guy, so he's not available right now. We did this sort of impromptu to test out the recording.
Do we know where Rossi is at the moment, or is he
the moment? But I think he's just sort of maybe not available. But we wanted to see what this anchor format gonna stick with it or not. We might start cutting Audacity, putting them up on web. But if nothing, it works out. That's great. Anything else you want to say, boys, as a close?
No. Going to have some breakfast. I can honestly say it's been – I'm very grateful and thankful for meeting all of you guys. It's just – I really don't know what to say. It's I'm kind of getting overcome with emotion, so excuse me here, guys.
It's all good, brother. For me, man, I'm looking forward to the platform that we finally have. Get to talk about wrestling each week with my buddies. That's something I've always wanted to do. It's something I do each week anyhow, so now might as well let the world listen to it if they want to, right?
Correct.
Good stuff. All right, everybody. Well, this is tuning out for now, and we'll see
you. Ciao.